This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So glad you are tuned into Tech Vibe Radio tonight. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, it seems like every show we're like over capacity.
Well, not over capacity. Now we're going to see the world.
And now we're going to see the world.
The next guest is going to show us the world.
That's why we're jumping right into it.
He's an old friend of ours.
He is, yes.
Do we have to talk about that?
Or we do. No. We will. We will.
Talk if you want on.
No.
Okay,
absolutely.
So who's in the house today? We have
John Manzetti.
John Brzezinski.
Hi, guys. What are you building?
Rumor is you're up to something these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, DestiDo.com. It's basically the first ever travel application initially focused on the cruise industry that allows you to find a cruise itinerary based on activities that you'd want to do.
And you just launched
back
this.
Into it, which is sort of cool, right?
Yeah.
Usually you go
travel
on a cruise.
Reverse, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The old way to do it's really boring. It's redundant. You just kind of search a bunch of cruises and see what comes up, maybe where you'd want to go.
It's inefficient, you know, even if you're seeing all the options that are out there.
Well, you need a big old spreadsheet and you need to
exactly.
You're making
notes.
Cruise planning sound so much fun with spreadsheets and notes.
You know, the people we talked to in the surveys that we had in the segments, they said that, wow, this is great because it takes me minutes to get where it took me hours to get without using this.
Right.
So. How did you come up with this idea? So why don't you just tell us about why you wanted to solve this problem?
Yeah, sure. A couple years ago, actually, being an avid cruiser, it just got to be, again, redundant when looking for cruises. And if you look where the money's going in the industry, it is going towards activities and millennials, which is a target audience of ours, because they are the group that is most interested in cruising in the next 2 years. Hmm. So when you look at where the money's going in the cruise industry and you see that activities are important, and that's how they're actually trying to lure millennials, it was just a short stroke to say, hey, you know what? Let's make activities the focal point. Mm-hmm. Let's let them drive the results.
So for activities, that's like when you're going to schedule scuba diving or going on a Jeep tour on an island
any,
after the
any
the
type
ship
of
docks,
excursions
right?
that, okay. that are offered. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to be able to show you that within 2 minutes of entering our site.
Very cool.
When, in fact, if you were going to do it the old traditional way, you wouldn't even get to that to-do factor.
Right.
It could be days or more after you found a cruise itinerary to kind of figure out what you want to do.
So that's interesting. Usually people pick the cruise in terms of the destination.
Yeah, so that's the byline here. Destination doers and do what you want to do. Find your activity and then back up into how you're going to get there.
Right.
And that's what we do.
Right. That's exciting. So, you know, tell us where you are. You're pretty young in the journey, but you've really gotten some great traction.
Yeah, so John and I first met last year about this time, actually, and we didn't know each other. Went to his son's wedding, and we got to meet, and after that, we got together. And
by the way, I have a business idea.
Were you a wedding crasher?
That's exactly what he said.
Were you a wedding crasher?
I was a crasher. And he said, I had this idea, and I'm an avid cruiser, and there's a need here. And I said, yeah, I don't get it, because I'm not a cruiser. So
did you say, I'm a life sciences guy?
I did. So I went back, and I did some diligence, came back, said, wow, this is a big market.
It's a big market.
This could be a very unfair advantage, and that's what we have now. We have an unfair advantage in a big market, and we have an AI-based solution that's patent pending. At this point, we have our provisional, non-provisional being filed probably next Tuesday or Wednesday. And it's a broad brush play of any form of travel, any destination, anything you want to do around the world. So like my buddy from North Carolina says, why couldn't I use this to plan my vacation in Vegas? And I said, well, you could if we built that segment. We haven't built that yet.
Right.
We will down the road.
I bet you're building it already.
We're thinking about
well,
it.
Well, it's always one thing in the back of our mind for sure.
Right.
Yeah, you know you can scale to that.
So are you seeing any trends in terms of what people want to do? Is there any trends? Like, is it shopping? Is it sightseeing, you know, historical?
Yeah, actually, it's all over the board, to be honest with you. Yeah, okay. It's really all over the board. I mean, you're going to find something for everyone.
Okay.
Because we have activity categories that you can choose from, and it's really going to cover soup to nuts, basically. Everybody who goes on a cruise is going to want to do something.
You have and to. It's what you're going on vacation for,
exactly.
To do stuff. So now you can find it easily.
It really is for everyone. You can find a category that's culinary if you're
right,
into food.
Right.
Yeah, food
okay.
is the top category, actually. Food and
food
activity.
Is the top.
Yeah, it's one of the top categories.
That's what I find so fascinating about this, is the fact that now, the cruise industry must be loving you because you're getting people really engaged in their cruises.
So
the better
food
time
and dining
they
is
have.
Not. I'm looking at the site right now. Food and dining, meals and entertainment, shopping, lifestyle, you know, activities that you're out there in the wilderness doing. Or
you can find it. So the cruise.
Yeah, it's there. So,
the industry must love this because you're giving people better cruise experiences, which means they'll do another cruise.
Yeah, one of the.
Well, that's
right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, one of the good things about it is for a larger group, you have a family of 12 or 15 or 20. Imagine planning a cruise for somebody like me who wants to hang out in the bar on deck 7.
Shocker.
And somebody like him who wants to go caving or scuba diving. And you have and the kids who want to do whatever they want to do. So you can all get off the ship at a particular port, go do what you want to do, and be back in time for the ship leaving, which is important.
If you don't make it back in time, they're taking off.
That's right.
Well, that's for sure.
That
and I think another thing that's very important is that you can literally find and create a travel plan with excursions, your itinerary, and everything else prior to making a booking decision.
Which is great. That usually is the afterthought.
Yeah, and you can save it and share it and send it to your family and say, you know, what do you guys think? Here's what I plan on doing. You want to join me or not? Do you have something you want to add to it? Or what do you think? And then you can go back and all book.
The data would be something that would be pretty valuable, I would think. In and of itself, just understanding the behavioral trends.
Yeah,
and
it'll
show us
where to advertise too, and it'll help us attract more cruisers, more users of the site rather down the road, and more cruisers too. So,
and I love the Pittsburgh connections on this. This is a full Pittsburgh play going on.
All Pittsburgh,
to build this company from technology to financing and everything else.
Yeah,
in
all four of us are from Beaver Valley. We're all Valley boys. So,
really?
And everybody in the whole partner team is from Pittsburgh. You know, from legal to marketing to software development to banking, everything, insurance.
Didn't feel the need to go anywhere else.
Right.
We vetted the companies thoroughly, and we found enough talent right here, and we were definitely happy with who we chose.
Definitely. So what, destidoo.com, go there. If you're planning a cruise, check it out. It makes it so simple
I'm liking it. I saw a picture of you guys sitting on, quasi-beach with recliners. Was that...
We did a Shark Tank trial there. We went early in the morning. I was number 31 in line out of 650 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we came in beach.
We did our skit. Yeah, we did our skit, and it was an experience, let's put it that way.
I love it, man. So cool.
We haven't heard yet, but.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah,
I think you're onto something. I'm pretty excited.
In reality, if you look at the travel industry, basically you look and see that there hasn't been a new tool around since the Priceline Negotiator tool. Right. And we're going to be the newest tool out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
ready
to
shake it up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely ready to shake it up.
So destidoo.com. Go there, book a cruise, or just hang out and check it out and play with it for a little bit and see what you can build. And then when you're ready to pull the trigger, bang, pull the trigger and you're cruising before you know it.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Love it so much. Hey, we got so much Tech Vibe Radio in front of us tonight, Audrey.
That was great.
I can't wait.
I want to go on an exercise vacation.
I
wonder if they could help me with that.
They could probably find all the scuba activities, swimming and stuff like that.
You're on your own.
Absolutely. So we have,
as usual,
we have Clifton Larson Allen stopping by tonight to talk about some accounting tips for the startup tech companies out there. We have our Autism to Work initiative from Computer Age stopping by tonight, Audrey. Very, very cool stuff. And we have a special podcast I recorded with Keith Young from Teletracking Technologies and the Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh.
I know, that's
just
really
dental
cool
care
too.
For folks that can't afford
it
happening
stuff.
In June. So lots of fun stuff on Tech Live Radio tonight. Hey, learn more about the PTC. 35 years helping technology companies succeed. Just saying, since 1983. Learn more about us, pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
I tell you what, I just love it when good friends stop by the studio to talk about business fundamentals. It's so important. With your tech company, any kind of company, without the right financials, without the right accounting services, you're not going too far. Simple as that. That's why it's great to have Clifton Larson Allen here hanging out with us. And our two favorite people, we have Maureen here.
Yes, good morning.
Absolutely.
Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
And Dustin, thanks for stopping by. No strangers to the show. Like I said, so glad to have old friends and family stopping by the show with us today. So,
thank you.
Well, great to be here.
You both have seen a lot of small companies. You've been there when they've been in their garage.
Yes.
You've been there when they've taken on their first client. You've been there when they've taken their first round of funding.
Yes.
So you've seen sort of the journey. And you said something before we came onto the on the air, Maureen. You were talking about everyone needs to file their tax return.
Yeah, that's not an option. And I can't...
I thought it was optional.
Well, actually, there are some special circumstances where it might be optional. But at the end of the day, the IRS will be looking for a return. And how are we going to prepare something that's accurate without information for the return?
Exactly.
And, you know, for us to be efficient at our jobs, the startups have to accumulate that information somewhere other than in Excel or in a box.
Oftentimes,
I know I start with them in QuickBooks or something simple like that.
You start with a box.
I have start with with a box and help teach those people to use a software package. And then when, you know, they get some substantial information in there, that's when, you know, Dustin and I talk and say, hey, we need to get, you know, they need more money. They're not able to bootstrap this any longer. And so if possible, conversations with banks or investors or some of the incubators here in town are going to want financial.
They need to see actual real numbers that can be audited and examined and gone over and combed through.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, I think the thing is that you have probably seen, you've seen people who have worked on an idea, believe they have a way to solve a hard problem, and then not understand what their expenses are tied to their revenue.
Yes.
Absolutely. So
we I know that sounds so basic, but when you're busy building an idea, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even understand what are all the inputs to getting you towards your idea.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I've liked that you guys have done is help companies formulate their pitch.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that, because that's really taking companies. You've got, now we've gone outside of the garage, maybe into some locale.
Yep.
I'm getting a progression going on here, and I like this.
Some type of shared space.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Some type of shared space.
Yeah, that Pittsburgh
And then you work with them on their pitch. So what does that mean, and what kinds of things do you do?
Absolutely. So a lot of times that is looking for those pieces of information that any investor may want to see. You know, one thing they're going to look at is your future projections. They're going to look at your customer traction. You know, how much have you developed so far? Your knowledge of your market that you're going to be digging into in the future. They, any investor has to understand that you know the basics of your business and your industry. So a lot of times when we start helping them through that pitch, it's making sure they have that knowledge and they're articulating it, you know, properly and correctly to their investors.
That's why I think it's so exciting. Clifton Larson Allen is just so instrumental. Like, you're so core to a business. Like, without you, you're not a business. And that's why I think it's so exciting for you to give us this type of information. So tell us more about as you're working with these companies and helping with the pitch.
Absolutely. So a lot of times it comes down to making sure that, you know, the projections that they're putting together, everyone likes to see that nice hockey stick shape. You know, everybody likes that shape. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to support that. So, you know, where are these customers coming from? How are you marketing them? How are you getting out to them?
What are your expenses tied to?
What's it going to cost to do all that, right?
Yeah, the burn rate of your company is very important. You know, where is the money going? How is it being deployed? How are we going to get a return on that capital? So that's what investors are really looking for. And you have to be able to articulate all that through not just slides in a pitch deck, but you have to have the personality and be able to articulate that to an investor.
And so you coach people?
We do coach people, yeah. We help them with you know, both their pitch deck, and then in person we let them kind of give us their pitch and try to skinny it down to that, you know, elevator pitch or that kind of 2 or 3 minute. Tell me what your product is. Tell me what your service is. What is that idea? How does it help the marketplace? How does it help your customer? And then guide them on from there.
That right there is the price of admission alone.
Absolutely.
I've witnessed so many pitches lately where I'm like, I really need to introduce these guys to Clifton Larson because it's just very dubious, very unfocused pitches. And you know what they have is a good idea, but they're not articulating it. And I'm like, wait a second, they need your help.
Absolutely.
And that would make me think their financials maybe aren't in line either.
Absolutely. We want our
their pitch isn't in line.
We want our entrepreneurs to be able to focus on the technology.
Right. But you've also, so you've taken people from their pitch decks that you've just articulated now to raising their first round. And typically when that happens, it's really important that they have structure to the financials.
Right. Procedures, monthly closes, billing. You know, somebody needs to be in charge of billing. Somebody needs to be in charge of the payables, payroll. It might be time now to set up payroll and things like that. Who's going to do all that? A lot of times it's a 2-3 person shop. I'm still working with one customer client. It's like a 4-5 person shop, and we're managing it, you know, by just helping them, you know, 2-4 hours a month. It's not a lot of volume. And they're using an add-on. You can get add-ons to QuickBooks Online, too, to help with the invoicing. So, and it'll all integrate, you know.
You can keep plugging ADP things in integrates. As you grow.
Well, right. QuickBooks is amazing in terms it of is. The ease of use.
It's great for these small companies. And even up to, I don't know, QuickBooks Online, probably $15 million companies. It just depends on what you need.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, everyone that we come into, you know, I won't tell you to use it if it's not going to work for you. But 95% of the time, it's going to work for you. And there's a lot of efficiencies with it. The bank information just comes in. And, you know, it's just a matter of moving things around and asking questions as to what these legal invoices were for, because those take a lot of understanding up front, because there's a lot of fundraising.
Right.
There's a lot of going on. So.
So what kinds of things have just you've been blown away by or surprised by even in the last 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes whenever we're working with small businesses and entrepreneurs in particular, one thing we run into is their prior year tax returns have been not prepared correctly by, you know, other folks. They don't have the right accounting team in place, and, you know, they do a poor job putting those together, and we end up going back and cleaning that up quite
a
bit.
Really? Old
that's
tax
one of the
returns?
Big ones. Okay. Yes, that's one of the big ones. The other one is just businesses that run their business based on the cash balance in their bank account today. And they look at that as, oh, I'm doing good because there's money in the bank today.
Absolutely.
And that might not be the case. Maybe they drew on their line of credit. They're not thinking about what they owe other people.
Right.
So we oftentimes have
but
to
But it looks good today.
It looks good today.
It's fine
it
today,
might
but
not
tomorrow.
Look good tomorrow.
So I want to really encourage our listeners to, if they have any questions, to approach you guys. You're the friendliest folks out there. And you said you work with companies of all sizes. Like you said, we're talking about startups. So I think really putting a name with a face and a face with a name is so important. People want to reach out to you guys through the website, through LinkedIn. What's the best way for people to connect up with Clifton Larson Allen and Maureen and Dustin?
Our main site, claconnect.com.
Okay.
And just send an email there, and our marketing person forwards it on.
That's what I'm talking
Maureen
about.
Maureen Berry.
You can always reach us on LinkedIn, Dustin Wayman at CLA.
And I really encourage it. Like I said, it's like therapy, as Audrey would say, for a business before you get going and put you on the right foot.
Totally.
Great stuff.
Well, they get a chance. The other thing about them is they get a chance in tech.
Yeah.
To see a lot of opportunities.
Absolutely.
So you have like an upfront view of the innovation that's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
They get to tell some of the horror stories.
Yeah.
We have to have you guys come back for that because we're all out of time. Thanks so much for stopping by. Once again, claconnect.com. Reach out to these guys. Such good people. Anyhow, we're taking a quick break. We're coming right back with more Tech Vibe Radio, I swear. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. The Pittsburgh Technology Council, helping companies succeed since 1983. Welcome back. You are indeed listening to Tech Vibe Radio. This very Friday night, you made a wise decision with your time. We bring you the best and the brightest of Pittsburgh's tech sector every Friday. Do we not, Audrey?
You said it best.
I did. I remember that. Audrey, you've got a great guest with us tonight. Really excited about this. I mean, this is like one of these stories that I think our listeners are going to be like, wow, this is some great work going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Computer Aid and its Autism to Work program. We have Sherry Bursick here. Sherry, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to talk about it.
Absolutely. You reached out to me about a month or so ago about this. And I was like, oh my gosh, you have to stop by the show and talk about this. I know our listeners are going to love it.
Great.
So quickly, just tell us about yourself and about Computer Aid, and then we're going to jump right into this great work that you're doing with autism and getting folks with autism into really cool new tech positions.
Sure. So I'm from Computer Aid, and we are a global services IT firm. We started in 1981, and we're based out of Allentown, PA. Our owner, Tony Salvaggio, is super philanthropic. So along with all of the great tech work that we do, we really like to give back to the community, which is sort of how this program ties in. I'm Sherry Bursick, and I am the account manager in Pittsburgh for a lot of our larger clients. And when we launched our Autism to Work program in the Pittsburgh market, I was the first person on the ground floor who could market it and present it to our clients.
Right.
And right away, we had some interest.
I believe it.
Yes.
So tell, what is it? Tell us what this program is.
Yeah. How's
it? Our program, it provides workforce training and employment opportunities for adults who have been diagnosed on the autism spectrum. What we are doing in our area is we are finding technical roles that they would feel good in the IT space and helping on the socialization aspect of getting those folks to work.
Wow, that's so cool.
So that's cool. Yeah. So what is happening in our area in this space?
So when I presented it, I do a lot of work. We work a lot with Highmark, and their IT side of the business is HM Health Solutions.
Right, we know them well.
Yes, you do. They are very open to bringing in two teams. So we have two teams going to work for them.
Wow.
Each team will be made of six. There is one team that will be the quality assurance side, and they'll be doing some testing. The other side will be security and what we're calling access management to set up user identification and your access levels.
Gotcha.
We have...
So like network administrators.
Yes.
Wow.
We have each a team lead on each side. The team lead is not on the spectrum, but they help to integrate our team to the rest of the organization and help overcome any issues they may face.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
And so what does ComputerAid do in this whole process?
So we do a lot. What I didn't realize until I got involved in this is a lot of autism services expire by the time you're in a graduation from college age, around 18.
Isn't it? Or 22?
Depending on what state you're in.
Oh, okay.
But there's not a lot of services after like a high school graduation, even college. So
that's probably a time in your life when you really need the services the most then to take that next leap into your life cycle, right?
Right. Right. And as a parent, all you want to do is make sure your child has opportunities available and that they have opportunities to exceed in life. So that's where we stepped in and we saw that there was a real need. We do a really great training program. So we market a lot of social media and we go around to each area that we work in and we'll work with, like in Pittsburgh, we're working with the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. We're working with Jesse Turisky and Mary Wildman. And we'll go to Autism Speaks, and we try to really network and embed ourselves in the aspect of the community as well, trying to get candidates and talk about services they offer so that we can really partner together. We do meet and greet sessions, and that's where we'll bring in anyone that's interested in the program. They'll bring their resume. They can come in and talk to us. A lot of times we also get interest for parents to come and stop in too because they're helping.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Absolutely.
Right. So we encourage that. And once we've gone through the process of meeting everyone, we'll then select who we think would be a fit for our job readiness training. And during our job readiness training, they will come to our office, anyone that's selected, and we spend about a week with those folks. And we use the Lego Mindstorm robots, and they program the robots. They have different tasks. They can be individual tasks, and they also do team tasks, where they work on like their team building skills, and they'll make the robot do different functions, and then they get up and present it, and they'll give PowerPoints and talk about how they tested what they did, how some things worked, some things didn't, what their end result would be, if they had all the money and the time in the world, what other functions it could have.
Wow.
And it really helps, like as you'd walk through an IT process of either testing something or steps you would take to assign somebody in a user role, we found that those correlate nicely.
Kind of gives you some on-the-job kind of feel as to what you'd be doing, right?
Yes.
So if people are listening, is there a way for them to get involved? Is there a link or anything?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would direct you to our website. Okay. It's compaid.com. It's C-O-M-P-A-I-D.com. And then under our services, you'll find a link for Autism to Work. There it has everything from if you think you might know somebody that would benefit from this program, how they would apply. It has questions about if you were a company and you're looking to do this. My name is also Sherry Bursick. I'm in the Pittsburgh area. A lot of our customers know me, but I'm also on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
And we also have some autism statistics that I wanted to
ask you about that because I know there's a number of people that have this. And a lot of times they get left out of employment opportunities. And so mm-hmm. I'm so excited because we're having really talented folks being plugged into jobs right. and in positions that people need that talent for. So you're solving problems on both sides of the equation on this thing, which
exactly.
I think is just so exciting. So you give us some stats on autism and who's impacted and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I didn't know this until I started getting far into it, but autism spectrum disorder affects over 3 million individuals in the U.S. and tens of millions of people worldwide. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that one in every 68 people now has some form of autism.
Wow.
The CDC estimates that a staggering 90% of those people on the spectrum are either unemployed or underemployed.
See, that's the startling fact right there,
that's
and where you're making an impact.
It is, and we being in the IT field know that there is like no unemployment rate in IT right now. It's a shame that these people aren't being utilized more.
Exactly.
And it's just a socialization aspect, not necessarily
okay.
the intelligence to do the job
right.
or skills to do the job. So that's what we help to facilitate.
That is so powerful. And so that's how long has this been going on for in the Pittsburgh office?
We actually
just launched it in
Pittsburgh, and our teams are going into place in May. So we'll have to check back in with you in a few months, and we'll bring some folks from Highmark too.
We would love to have you stop back and talk more about it and kind of just see like how things have been progressing. And how cool is it to have like Highmark step up and be like, no, we're gonna test this out and see what it does.
They're very much behind this, and they're so eager and willing. None of the staff is apprehensive at all. Everyone's ready to jump right in. We actually started this in 2014 with JP Morgan Chase.
Okay.
They're a very large client of ours, mm-hmm. and we have about 50 people on the spectrum there right now. They have come back to us and asked if we can try to help them grow towards their goal of 200 in the next 2 years.
200.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're super excited. We also have the opportunity of our people being hired full-time there. So that's the end goal, that
right.
they would then have
that
employment.
They will have, right.
Exactly.
So it's a good fit for everyone.
That's why I was so excited to have you stop by today to talk about these types
great.
Of things. I think our listeners just need to know this, that they go to compaid.com
mm-hmm.
and go into the services tab.
Yes.
And I saw the page, and it gives you some great information there, and it's so easy to connect up. And I really encourage people, like, learn more about this. Because
everyone is touched by this.
Exactly.
Everyone.
With
yeah,
one in 68
thing,
people,
with
exactly.
With 68 people, everyone is touched by it.
Yes. We were. I'm so excited to be a part of it and help it grow in Pittsburgh.
That's great.
And the Autism Society of Pittsburgh has been there right with us, and they're helping to do some of the training for off-spectrum teams that will be working with our team. So it helps really integrate everyone together and make for a good match.
It applies all the way across.
And a successful program.
Without a
doubt. That's great. And I think it's a good reminder that autism has nothing to do with intelligence level.
Exactly. It's a socialization.
Right. Well, and a communication.
And communications issues is what that is.
Right. And we had one gentleman came in and he talked to us, recently graduated from college. He had, I want to say it was a 3.95 GPA.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been on so many interviews and he just couldn't get through the interview process.
Right. Right.
And it's such a shame.
Similar to Jonathan.
Yeah.
Can't get through any interview process.
What are you talking about?
No, but it's true. We all face that.
Yeah.
So people who have communicative disorders are more, you know, at disadvantage than the rest of us.
And it makes you feel like if we all had a little bit more training about how to spot those
right.
things and how to
right.
help understand, maybe we'd be a little bit more patient in
maybe.
Regular interviews. And
right.
it really opens your eyes a bit.
Especially when you talk about the 1 in 68 people, as Audrey said, it really touches everybody here. So we've been in touch with someone who has this, not even knowing sometimes, but being able to now spot it and recognize how that can just help everybody involved. You know, from that person being able to fit in better and to understanding how someone's going to react in certain situations.
Well, it's also about inclusion.
Exactly.
We forget about diversity and inclusion. There's all kinds of people that bring
Very
perspective
good point.
To the table.
Very good point.
And including, quote unquote, the population of autism. So,
right.
Powerful, powerful.
I love
stuff.
Your enthusiasm
yep.
on it. It's pretty contagious.
It
and
is.
And so we're very thrilled that you're doing that work. We're one of your champions now.
Great.
So anything we can do to help convey that to the world, to the region, count on it.
Well, great. I very much appreciate, and ComputerAid appreciate you giving us our time today.
You guys are making Pittsburgh proud, 100%. So glad we could tell your story. And we're going to have you back in a few months after the first classes go through. We want to see what happened, and hopefully you got some great results report. I know we will.
That sounds awesome. We can't wait to come back.
So compaid.com. Go to the services tab, little drop down there, click on the autism tab and learn all about it and contact Sherry. Don't be afraid. She's looking to help. Simple as that. Anyhow, we're taking a quick break. Coming right back, with a really cool interview with Keith Young, Audrey, the Keith Young from Teletracking, and the Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh happening in June. With your teeth, man, this is people suffering from dental problems. They can get them fixed for free through this really awesome project through Teletracking. So anyhow, we're coming right back. I swear, this is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Welcome back. So glad you are spending your Friday night with us here on Tech Vibe Radio. And I know, working on Tech Vibe, working at the Pittsburgh Technology Council, I get the honor of meeting really some of the greatest people that are making Pittsburgh run. I meet with the greatest companies, but it's the people behind the companies that really make them tick. And just so excited for our next interview. This is something we've been waiting for a few weeks, to get Keith Young on the air with us. He is the Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Teletracking Technologies. And not only is the company amazing just from the technology that it produces, but it has a culture there that inspires people to go outside of themselves and help people. And we're going to talk about that tonight with Keith when it comes to the Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh. So, Keith, first off, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us here on Tech Vibe Radio.
I'm glad to be here, Jonathan. This is great for us, too, because I love to talk about Teletracking and what we do and
Absolutely.
How we get involved in the community.
Very, very cool. So just to give our listeners just a little background, who is Keith Young?
Well, I'm actually originally from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I grew up here in the North Hills. And then after college, left for about 15 years and went to various cities across the country. Five.
Yeah. So you did like a little bit of a nationwide tour here.
Yeah. I actually worked for Kraft, which is the food company. And
okay.
I moved you around a bit. So we went around a few different places,
gotcha.
Chicago, Dallas, Columbus. So, but then wanted to come back to Pittsburgh because I've always loved Pittsburgh. I really am thrilled to live back here again because I think it is truly one of the best cities in the country. And I think the fact that we are growing and where we're going as a city, and mm-hmm. actually with the help of the Tech Council too, of driving higher employment in the region, especially in the tech side, very exciting type of city for me to be back in, and I love being back here.
How long have you been back in Pittsburgh for now?
About 20 years.
20 years,
yeah.
Okay.
So,
excellent. So you came back right when things were just starting to kind of turn a little bit.
Starting to turn a little bit, yeah.
And so then how long have you been with Teletracking Technologies for?
I've been here about coming on 5 years.
Excellent.
A few months. A few months, I'll be at 5 years.
Very cool. So Teletracking Technologies, there's so many things going on with Teletracking. It's just an amazing company working on some of the most advanced technologies out there that just so positively impact the quality of people's lives. Keith, tell us about Teletracking, kind of like what the key things that it does.
Sure. Well, Teletracking is based here in Pittsburgh, right on 4th Avenue in the Times Building. And we have about 450 employees, and that's grown significantly over the last couple of years.
Wait, back up, 450 employees. That's a lot of people.
It really is. And what we do is we really are, we're focused on driving more efficient patient flow through hospitals.
Right.
And when you hear that, you think, what does that mean? Well, it really is about getting patients into the care they need at the right time. And so it's a little, we definitely want to focus on the operational side of the business of a hospital so they get more efficient, they get more revenue, they bring in more patients. But it's so much deeper than that because our mission really is that no patient will ever have to wait for the care they need.
That's what you're talking about, the quality of life of what you guys do.
Absolutely.
Right.
It really is. And what we do certainly is the operational efficiency, but what we're about is primarily three things. It's saving lives, it's giving more time back to caregivers, and it is improving the patient experience. And the first is very interesting. I like to use one of the stats that we have.
I like stats. Give us some good stats.
Yeah, which when you're talking about saving lives, when you go into a hospital and you need to be admitted, something's wrong with you.
Right.
You have a certain amount of time that you have to wait to get into a bed and to have the care and the treatment that you need. And the longer that goes, the higher the mortality rate actually goes as you wait. And there is a significant wait in emergency rooms now to get a bed.
I've heard crazy stories about that.
Yeah, and what happens with that increase in mortality, and this was in 2016, but there were 37,000 people died waiting for a bed in
37,000 right. people. Oh,
right.
My.
While they were being boarded in an emergency room. That is tragic. That's really, do you think about it, if that was your family member or
exactly.
someone close to you?
Oh, that gives me goosebumps just thinking about that, honestly, because yeah. I mean, that's how many great minds and people just because they couldn't get the care at the time they needed it.
That's exactly it. And so we're about, we do the whole continuum of a hospital, but us getting people from the emergency room into beds more quickly so they get the care they need is right. what we're about. It's again, much broader than that because we go from physician to acute care hospitals to the perioperative space to right. discharge out to acute care facilities also. So we create software that helps exactly. drive that flow through there. But that's what you talk about when you talk about saving lives.
Exactly.
And we do that in a variety of other areas too. But then you talk about more time back to caregivers. The caregivers spend 55%, so nurses, docs, spend 55% of their time doing administrative work or really coordinating the care of people instead right. of being
not,
with yeah, the patient.
Not actually helping the patient.
Right, and
the
these
patient.
Folks went into medicine, Jonathan, to care for people, to be with people.
I thought they went to fill out paperwork.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
Come on.
It's a career choice,
exactly.
right? Yeah, absolutely.
I love filling out forms.
Yeah, so they go in and that's what they're doing. So we're bringing that ratio, we're changing that ratio where we're getting back to where they can give more time to the folks that they want to help.
Gotcha.
So, and then and the last you talk about the yeah. patient experience, and you know what it's like to wait in emergency room.
No one wants to do that, right?
It's a bad thing, and to wait for the care that you want to do. But a recent survey, another statistic, is 49% of patients were dissatisfied with the care that they received and how they received it. So you think about that's half of the people. That's not good.
That's
and
not
so
good.
What we're right. about is those three things: saving lives, more time for right. caregivers, and better patient experience. And that's what our mission is about.
Exactly.
And that's what drives our culture. That's what's so positive about that.
And it's all technology you're developing that makes that happen, which I think is so exciting. And last time I checked, you guys are in a crazy hiring mode. You can't get enough people to develop the technologies to make this stuff happen.
That's exactly right. We are hiring. We hired probably about 120 people last year. Now, some, in fairness, some of those were yeah. people that left and we backfilled them.
Okay.
But this year, we have currently about 35 to 40 openings right now.
That's a many lot for an HR guy to be thinking
right.
about.
Many on the tech side.
Yeah.
We need software engineers. We need architects. We need those software people. And
absolutely.
So we have that opportunity. And it's not, when you come to teletracking, you get the opportunity to work on some really neat technology.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. No.
But our culture is very, very different.
So let's talk about the culture because I want to jump into this mission of Mercy Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Because obviously when your whole culture is based around saving people's lives and improving the quality of people's lives, this mission of Mercy Project seems like it just a natural fit for teletracking to get behind this.
It's perfect.
Tell us about this mission
Absolutely.
Of Mercy. I know it's
I'd
happening
love
June
to.
28th, 29th, and 30th, so it's just around the corner and you need volunteers.
We do, and okay. it's at PPG Paints Arena.
Yes.
So we have a good venue for it, and I'll explain a little more about that.
Tell us
that.
About the event.
But I'm going to tell you just one more, because our culture
yeah.
is a different culture. We are completely about the mission.
Gotcha.
And when I say about the mission, it is certainly about caring about our patients and our clients, but mm-hmm. it's caring about our employees, and it's also caring about our community. And all three of those, you won't hear in a lot of cultures that some of your values are humility and compassion.
Exactly.
Right? And those
yeah,
are two that really stand
right.
out for us as we go forward. I mean, we care about our employees. We have some really unique situations. One, we pay 100% of benefits for employees.
You told me about that.
That's very
different. You don't find that anymore.
Right. We do things like we have a hardship program where we actually help people who get in trouble
right.
with credit card debt. We have 6-month paid leave for our military folks that go on active duty because
wow.
we really value what those folks do
people
for us.
People are at the core of what you guys do.
Absolutely. So we have a very unique culture, but that compassion piece drives us to be compassionate about our clients, our patients, our employees, and then the community. And the community piece is where Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh comes
into that. Let's go talk about this. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so definitely. We've got, we do a lot in the, on the side with our community. We have a group called Telecares, which is run by our employees. I lead it, but we run that. And the big event that we do is this Mission of Mercy, and actually we call it our teletracking Day of Compassion.
Gotcha.
And so this event is going to happen, as you said, on June 28th, 29th, and 30th. And the event is to provide free dental care to the underserved in our community. So the folks that don't have insurance, that are homeless, that need some help with dental care, because it's amazing the
need. So many people going without.
Absolutely.
So many people going without.
And this event was started by Dr. Dan Patouche, Dr. Rich Selko, and then Michael Zamias, who owns Teletracking.
Right.
Michael is very, very involved on the philanthropic side. So with that, this event, we are looking to have it at the PPG Paints Arena, and we're trying to have about 1,200 patients this year. Last year, we did
about 900. So you're upping it up by another 300 patients, getting that kind of critical care for their teeth.
We are, which is what we need. And we need about 1,000 volunteers. We're at about 500 right now.
Okay.
And what we need a lot of dentists.
Okay.
I have about 60 dentists right now, and we need probably about 150.
Wow.
We also need hygienists.
If you're a dentist and listening, please.
Please, for sure. We have hygienists that we need, and a variety of other clinical-type roles, but we also just need general volunteers, people who are going to be patient ambassadors, help people through the day, help with volunteer registration, with patient registration.
Okay.
So we need quite a few volunteers. But it is a tremendous event for folks that really need dental care, because it's bad dental care actually leads to other
heart disease
health problems
and other types of things like that.
Plus, it's also the self-esteem when you have bad teeth.
Right.
You can't go to an interview and
exactly.
those types of things. So this is a tremendous event that we are hoping people in your listening audience will reach out and say, I do want to help volunteer.
So where can they go and reach out to you? What's the best website?
Yeah, the website is MOM, which is MOM.
Okay.
PGH.org.
MomPGH.org.
I think a real big volunteer button. Please go
click
and do it.
And it probably gives you different ways you can link up with you guys, because I just think this is so transformative. And to the time and energy and effort and cost to make this happen, Keith, this must be amazing. And for Teletracking to step up and do this, it's just transformative.
Yeah, and we are the founding sponsor of the Mission of Mercy, but we also have some support through UPMC and the PNC Charitable Trust.
Of course, it takes many partners to make this thing go off.
Absolutely. And Michael Zamias has really stepped up, along with Dr. Patouche, to really help drive this. Those two deserve a lot of credit for making this happen.
Absolutely.
But it is, again, how we reach out to the community, because there is such a need in the community for dental care that folks really don't know. We take for granted.
Exactly.
I can go to the dentist tomorrow if I need it. There's a lot of other folks
can't do that.
Right. One other real quick point is we are trying to make this an annual event. So these people will know at least once a year
they can get their
I've got an opportunity to go and get my dental work done.
So cool. Keith Young, Teletracking Technologies. Go to mompgh.org. Great event. Please volunteer. Any way you can do it, just reach out to them. Keith, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Hey, another Tech Vibe Radio under the belt. Learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org, and then have yourself a great weekend, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.